welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, we're recording. Hello, welcome to episode 381 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal Sean Orford. How are you doing, Sean? How's the cough?
It's doing well. I am getting better. I do have days when I'm a bit, but apparently that's to be expected. And they tell me it could be 6 months before my lungs are working properly again. So I think, hey, wow. Come on, COVID-19. Woo!
Yeah, it's it can be a mild illness, but it's still the long tail of this thing is quite significant, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things that does appear to be coming out a little bit in the medical stuff I'm reading is that some people could be compromised with different bits of their system for actually quite a long period after. You know, the idea about I'm no longer infectious, fabulous, but there's still a tail on it that's kind of affecting my system, you know.
Yeah.
And some people that's quite difficult.
Yeah. It's strange times. Yeah, we're recording this, what is it, September the 23rd?
Yeah.
In the UK. So we just had the announcement a couple of days ago. Well, locally on Wirral, where we are, that restrictions had come in anyway. But nationally, it looks like we're set for kind of 6 months of quite relatively severe restrictions on how we get about and who we can see, eh?
And there was a subtext in the announcements, because the subtext was, and if you guys don't start doing what we need you to do, then it's going to get even stricter. Yeah, there were those kind of underlying messages. But the message was coming out pretty clear that we're looking at March next year before things could start to release. Yeah, but that depends on what happens in the winter and how we deal with it.
Yeah, which is kind of sort of what we're talking about today in terms of, well, you've suggested this, happiness is a journey, not a destination, which is a phrase we use on the show quite a little bit. But
yeah,
I guess, you know, we're going to be getting around to March next year, and that will see almost a year since things really started to affect UK life and right around the world. And in that time, you know, in the next 6 months, you know, we can choose either to let the clock tick down and wait for it to pass, which it might not anyway, or we can enjoy this time, this slightly different way of doing things, can't we? So,
that's the decision we have to make. What are we going to do? Are we going to focus on what we can't do, or are we going to focus on what we can do?
Yeah. So, what are you seeing in your consulting room or the digital version of it? You know, how are people coping, and how are you steering them?
I am a bit concerned, because many of the people that I've been working with over this period of time have been looking forward to this phase where we're going to get back to normal. And I've got quite a few people saying to me over the last few days, if we go into a long-term lockdown, I don't know how I'm going to cope with it. Yeah. And it's easy to get dramatic about all these things, but it's like levels of depression and things like that, and anxiety are increasing very profoundly. But I was highly inspired by Captain Tom in an interview with Piers Morgan. And the thing, and that guy's been through a lot of stuff. I mean, Captain Tom been through the war and had a lot of personal issues as well. It was like as everything came out about his life. But the thing that was fundamental about him, when he was asked what's his kind of life philosophy, his life philosophy is a belief every day that tomorrow is going to be better than today. And he said that's how he got through the darkest of times, and that's how he sees it now. And I was looking at him, and the look in his eyes, and he has that kind of wonderful kind of light in him, which is someone who's been through a lot of difficult stuff, but has managed to make it work. Yeah. And it's like, we need to take inspiration from stuff like that So it's like, you know, tomorrow is going to be a good day, you know, and get our head around it. So a living example of that for me is you and Will, and Will's attitude to getting the job done this month. So tell everybody about what he's doing, because he's amazing.
Well, is he? Yeah, he's pretty cool. Yeah, so Will's my little boy, 8-year-old lad, and he's nuts about riding his bike, which is part of the reason why I'm now nuts about bicycles and et cetera. But you know, we signed up to a charity challenge called the 200 by 100 challenge for a charity called Jamie's Fund, which a friend of mine, Ewan, helped set up a few years ago. It kind of helps out mental health wards in Uganda, kind of, because if you think we've got work to do on mental health in the UK, you should hear about how things are set up in other parts of the world, because it's just non-existent, or it was non-existent. Anyway, the 200-100 challenge is getting 100 people to try and raise £200 by riding 200 miles in the month of September, or, you know, in and around September, either on your own or in a group. So William wanted to do it because he's nuts about riding his bike. We didn't start till the 12th of September. And even then, I kind of calculated that it would need a 11 mile per day average ride for us to hit it by the end of the month. So two weekends in, we've just hit 100 miles for him cycling on his own, or, you know, together with me. We've got one full weekend left before the end of September, and a few days here and there. So I figure I'm hoping to do a 60 mile day with him on Saturday. I've got a route planned out, and then we can do a few 5-10 milers each night after school. So he's proper. When he has a challenge, William, he wants to get it done. So
it's brilliant. Yeah, and that's like Captain Tom. You know, the same thing, isn't it? Like, he was going to walk up and down his garden and get those steps in. Yeah, amazing.
I mean, amazing. Will's doing it at the age of 8, but the cool thing about Captain Tom is as well that, you know, a lot of people will get to a certain age and maybe think that, even my age, you know, in the 30s or 40s, and think that that's it, you know, they've had their fun, that the rest of life is just kind of, you know, winding down the clock. Whereas even Captain Tom at the age of whatever he is.
He's 100. He's 100.
I thought he was, yeah. So he's the crowning glory of his life in some ways happened this year, didn't it? At the age of 100, the thing that he'll be remembered for, so.
I did one thing he was saying, that one of his highlights in life was being knighted by the Queen. You know, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah,
I need to watch it. I haven't seen it, but I don't usually watch Piers Morgan stuff, but I shall watch Captain Tom, because he's a good egg, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And he's talking about wanting to do Route 66 in the States before he dies, you know, which was interesting.
He's not going to walk it, though, I hope.
No. No, Piers Morgan offered to drive him.
There's a couple of links I'm going to put in the show notes, but there's the usual stuff online about, you know, how to make the most of the time you have and how to enjoy it instead of just kind of always looking to the future or dwelling on the past and living in the present, you know. So it's kind of quite strongly linked to what we do here. And there are some signs that I think about when you meet people or when you speak to them, some signs that we are not living in the present. Because there's a lot of people that I know that kind of, they're always counting down to that next holiday, or maybe it's just simple as looking forward to the weekend all the time, you know. Yeah. And if you're doing that, or even retirement, you know, you can't wait 20 years so you can retire and then do something else.
Yeah.
They're not healthy signs, are they, those things?
No. There is something that we do need to look at now, though, because I've got people saying to me, oh, no, we won't be able to have Christmas, you know. And there were even suggestions that Boris Johnson would go down as the Prime Minister who stole Christmas, you know, like the Grinch. And I get what people mean, but we do need to look at it in terms of not what is it that we can't do, but look at what is it that we can do.
Yeah.
And that might mean a bit of organising now. so that you can make sure your Christmas works okay. You know, so most of the things that people would do at Christmas or New Year, like the kind of games they play and all that kind of stuff, can actually be done online. You can actually do them online. You need to organise a bit, whether it's kind of quizzes or charades or whatever people are doing. Even karaoke, you can do it online. Yeah, it's not the same, I know, but it's like we need to make the best out of what we got here. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm looking forward to the Zoom quizzes starting up again with the family, to be honest.
But, I mean, it could be that your family or a family decides that, okay, we're going to actually have a Christmas this year where we're just going to be in our own groups and we're not going to do that kind of interaction. But the thing is that that's okay as long as it's a decision that people have made because that's what they want to do. Yeah. And that's the thing, is that it's so easy. I'm seeing lots of people turning into victims at the moment. You know, they're victims of the virus, they're victims of the government, they're victims of the economy, you know, whatever it is. You know, we have to stop being victims. It's the issue about it's not what happens to us, it's how we respond to it. That's the bit that's important. Yes, difficult things are going to happen because, hey, we've got Brexit coming too and it's all going to be banging in together and it's like we need to get through it. We need to smile, we need to carry on and we need to do what we need to do. But on the basis that Captain Tom says, you know, look forward to tomorrow as a better day. Stop dwelling on the negative. Yeah?
Indeed, yeah. And I mean... this idea that, you know, the virus disappears next year or some magic potion comes along to kind of cure us all of it or make us immune to it. Even if that does happen, there still will be a lot of challenges, won't there, for people? You know, happiness doesn't start on March 1st, 2021. Or does it?
We could book it in. I'm going to book in happiness. You know. I think that it is a case of the choice to be happy is right now. It's like as you sit there talking to me and I'm sat here talking to you, are we actually focused on what we're doing and we're okay with it, we're feeling good, or are we worried about what was happening before we came on, or are we worried about what's going to happen when we go off? You know, what's going on inside our minds? And it's like be in the moment, be in the present, and be happy in the moment. Enjoy it because it's the only moment that you've got at the moment.
Yeah. You know?
It's got to be like that.
How do you start to flip people's minds so that they start to take what can be seen as a problem and turn it into a challenge that can be overcome and how someone can join that process?
It is specific to people. But there can be things like if you write down the description of how you see yourself now, you know, who am I? Yeah. And you might write down a description of how you saw yourself 10 years ago. How do you describe that? And then you can describe yourself as how you'd like to be. And when you can do that and you can start to look at, okay, this is where I am, but this is the way I'd like to be. I'd like to not hold that negative stuff or get rid of that or whatever, you know. Then I've got somewhere to go. Once I've got somewhere to go, I've got a journey, which means I've got a plan. So I need a map so I can start to work out how I'm going to do it. And too many people say, well, I can't do anything, can I? I'm stuck, you know. Ugh. And it's never like that unless that's the way you see it. It's a case of being able to focus enough on the positive to get yourself moving. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it is, if you can improve 1% a week, if you can get to where you want to go 1% a week, yeah, in a year you've changed 50%. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah? Well, we're getting a lesson in that in maths at the moment, aren't we, daily, in terms of how the virus is spreading? And that's moving, what is it?
doubling every week, aren't they, they're saying. So.
Yeah, some mad stats about that exponential growth. So, yeah, I mean, it's scary in the way that a virus can move like that. But at the same time, it's also exciting for personal development because we can develop ourselves at a similar rate, can't we?
Yeah, but that's the point, is that I keep saying to people at the moment that you need to stop being a victim. and start to take some control. So it's like you're in control of it and you're not allowing it to be in control of you, whatever the it is, mm-hmm. you know. I think there are points of clarification. There are wonderful things where people are saying to me, I've listened to Boris Johnson and the plan, and I don't have a clue what he means. I don't have a clue what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, can I go in? Can I come out? Can I, who goes where, what, you know? And it's the issue about, you know, can people come to your house? Are they part of your bubble? And all that kind of stuff. And it's not clear for people. You know, there needs to be a greater clarity. I'm sure it will happen over the coming weeks. But yeah. it's that kind of positivity. So that what would your Christmas normally look like? I mean, my Christmas is like a madhouse. So the world and his wife are here, but they ain't going to be here this year. So, I mean, what does yours look like?
Usually we take it in turns now to have parents to our house. This year it's my parents' turn to come round with my grandma. She'll be gutted, man, to be fair. She's 91 now, so yeah. She'll be gutted to miss out on a mad Christmas day with kids everywhere and presents going all that stuff. Yeah. But this year, it's looking like it'll be quite a quiet one, just the four of us. Who knows, maybe laptop on the table with a Zoom meal together, who knows? I'm sort of quite looking forward to Christmas Day, it being a little bit calmer and quieter and chilled out. Maybe just in pyjamas all day. But New Year's the one I look forward to because we have loads of friends to ours generally. And quite a lot of people will sleep over with kids as well. And it's just like 12 hours of just mayhem and fun. So,
yeah.
But life goes on, doesn't it? And we've got to make different plans this year.
Yeah. I wonder how it is going to all work out practically, but emotionally, and this is the key for me, it's the issue of we as human beings have to learn to take responsibility for ourselves. We have to stop waiting for other people to do it for us. You know, it's like how many times we walk past a crisp packet in the streets, you know, and go, that's terrible. Look at someone, you know, why don't we just pick it up and throw it in the bin? You know, that kind of stuff. It's like we have to start participating, not expecting them, whoever they are, to get it right for us, whether they are the government, the doctors, you know, whoever. It's like we have to start to participate and do things. And that means that's key in our own happiness. We have to start taking responsibility for our own happiness.
Yeah, and I know I was watching the BBC Attenborough documentary, Extinction, The Fact it was called.
Yeah.
And I had a little section towards the end about the pandemic and future pandemics and how, you know, they're not just things that happen randomly. They happen because humanity has kind of reached its tentacles into places, into areas of the natural world that we shouldn't have, you know. We've generally, these things come when humans interact with animals that we're not supposed to be really eating or breathing, that kind of thing, and the virus kind of hops across. So I guess, you know, and that's, you know, personally, that wasn't my fault, yeah, specifically, or yours, but we all need to take responsibility for this stuff, not just the pandemic, but for everything that's kind of breaking down in the natural world at the moment.
And that does come down to what are we eating, what are we using, and then when we've used things, what do we do with what's left over from what we use? And that works at an individual level, it works at a national level, it works at a global level, you know. But that to me is the key in waking up. We're waking up to is our own responsibility and our own ability to do things, change things, and make things different. And that's our choice. You know, do we just allow it to be on autopilot and it just goes on, or do we choose to take control and grab the controls ourselves and start to direct it?
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, another one of the blog posts I looked at is kind of talking about the things you need to nurture and work on personally in terms of kindness and gratitude, bit of meditation in the pot there as well. About
your favourite, yeah.
My favourite, that I'll, I could have really got into that in lockdown, couldn't I? I still could.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this is the winter.
If you have the same attitude to meditation that Will's got to riding a bike, you'd be amazing.
This time next year, man. I'll put some more links in. Anything else you want to mention, Sean? Have you got a resource of the week?
Well, no, my resource is go and watch Piers Morgan interviewing Captain Tom on Catch Up. You know, it's amazing to see somebody of that age who is so amazingly positive. Yeah. And it's not enough to say, oh, you know, where do they get it from? Oh, because they went through the war and all that kind of stuff. There are loads of people that went through the war that went the other way, that was negative as hell. You know, it's like he is the way he is because he focuses on the positive. He focuses on the things that are good. Mm. Yeah. And we can all do it. We've got that choice all day, every day. And my message in this week's podcast is we have to not let ourselves emotionally slip down into a hole now. Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, we've got some tough challenges coming up here, and it may not be until next spring that things start to ease up. Okay, that's what we know. Okay, now what are we going to do about it? You know, how are we going to get ourselves through and out the other side? Look after ourselves, look after each other. If you look after each other, we're all going to be okay. It's that. Yeah, and we have to stop sitting there just going, and actually participate and make it different.
Yeah. Well said. All right, I should sniff that little bit out and put that on the website. Just that little rant of yours then, Sean, it was perfect. That's what we'll remember you for. My links, I'll put the link to William's donation page on Virgin Money. He's at Virgin.
Yeah.
We've already gone through the £200 target quite comfortably, but we're still, you know, every little bit helps, and it goes to a really good cause over in Uganda, helping out some people over there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And that's so important, isn't it? That we are actually looking at how we can help our fellow human beings, wherever they are. You know, forget the national boundaries, the ethnic boundaries, all that kind of stuff. It's people. Let's help each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
And one of the things that is in the Captain Tom Piers Morgan interview, he'd bring up all the people that he's inspired to do stuff. And there's one little kid there who's lost both legs, and he's there walking, and he's saying, well, if Captain Tom can do it, I can do it. And he's there walking to raise money, you know, and it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous to see that positive input when there's so much negative input going on. Come on, let's be positive.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Brilliant. Sean, that'll do for now. But we'll catch up next week for some more fun and games, eh?
Yep. Keep smiling.
Take it easy. See you all soon, guys.
See ya. Bye.